kasha is the yigash. You have the confrontation of Yehuda and Yosef. The Chazal saw the confrontation between Yosef and Yehuda that it wasn't just Stam, two of the Shvatim are fighting. The Lashon Chazal say, Medeshabla, Kihina Amlochim Le'adu Ovu Yachtov. The two kings decided to get together and they became upset at each other. Zeh Yehuda v'Yosef. Ovu Yachtov, Zenis Male Eval Zeh, Zenis Male Eval Zeh. They both got very furious at each other. And then at the end it says, Omru, the Shvatim stood by and it said, Melochim Medainim Elam Elu. Kings are fighting with each other. Onu Ma'ichpas Lonu. We shouldn't be involved. Yor Lemelech Medainim Melech. Kings should fight with kings, we should not be involved. So the Chazal described it as two Malchias that are fighting each other, two Melochim that fight each other. And Bemela Shvatim don't have a Malchim between two Melochim. Shvatim, whoever's the Melech is the Melech. It's just like a citizen, whichever government is in power, he still has the same thing of a citizen. Here also, whichever Melech is in power, they're subjects. So we have to understand the Metzias of, what is the Metzias of the two Malchias over here that are fighting? In other words, what's the Malchus of Yehuda and what's Malchus of Yosef? It's Pashit that we're not talking about just plain two Shvatim, each one has an aspiration to be the Melech. You're talking about Shnei Melochim. Chazal, they heard it as Shnei Melochim, and Bimele, each one is better than Melech. Lemais also, if you take a look in the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave them, Yaakov Avinu also seemed to give each one a malchus. Reuven, he told, you could have had malchus and you lost it. And Yehuda, he gave him a malchus. It says, Le'yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda. So Lemais, Yehuda is given over malchus. And Yosef, he also gave a malchus. He called him Bechayr. There's certain, whatever element of firstness there is in Bechayr, Bechayr Shar Hodolai. So Yaakov Avinu also gave him the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. He also gave Yosef Nezirechov. There's certain dargas of malchus that were in Yosef. So you have to understand what is each malchus. And obviously at the end of the day there can only be one melech. So there's two malchus, and in the end of the day only Yehuda remains the Meiser. I try to understand what the two malchus are and where the friction is. Another nekuda that you see in Chazal is that be'etzim, normally when two malchus meet they're fighting with each other. Like the Lashon Chazal is melochim medayin zem zeh, or Melachim is Geishishim, it says, the Anuma. But Lemais, if you take a look in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Kihine ha-Melachim ne'adu ovu yachtov. The kings got together. Ne'adu is a meeting, like Oil Moyed, like it says, Hipokshishnaim biltim ne'adu, that two people have to agree to meet. So there's an implication here that there's a haskam of meeting, kinam lochem adu, but when they met, ovu yachtov. And Emes Chazal in Vayta, when they describe the meeting with the perspective of Blessed Lavoi, it says, vayigash elav Yehuda, hine yomim boim num Hashem v'nigash cheresh ze Yehuda bekoitz ze Yosef. So Chazal are taking the pasuk in Amos, which talks about Blessed Lavoi, that Blessed Lavoi, the one who's plowing, will meet up with the one who is reaping, and that's Yehuda and Yosef. So the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef here, the Vayigash, is a reflection of the La'asid Lavi. And the Shaila is, what is the La'asid, I mean, this is just a fight. In other words, where over here do you have the remez of the La'asid Lavi, of the Nigash Chayresh, the Kaitzer? The Vayigash itself was confrontational type of meeting. And yet Chazal dash in the Pasuk in the Yom Boim, and they dash in the Pasuk the Nigash, the Echad Bechad Yigoshu, that's also a Pasuk dealing in a positive way. So you have here on the one hand it's a fight between two malachim. On the other hand, it seems to be me'en of the loss of lavoi when things will go well. It says the mashal Chazal say v'yigashel v'yehuda echad be'echad yigashu, one to one, one approaches, one's Yehuda v'yosef v'ruach layavi b'nehem, and no wind passes between the two. In other words, no interference. Elo ashvatim. So Chazal on the one hand point out that it's a fight through malachim. On the other hand, there's a remez there of the loss of lavoi. One more inyan which is a hemshach of this inyan, the fight between Yosef and Yehuda, the confrontation of Yosef and Yehuda, and the two malchias goes atzayf kol hayamim, and the makom where it says it is in Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. The Rambam doesn't bring Mashiach ben Yosef down. It's Chazal. The Chazal do speak of Mashiach ben Yosef, and basically Mashiach ben Yosef is the one that will fight Amalek, Rome, and so on, Gog and Magog. He's going to be killed in those Muhammads, and then Mashiach ben David will become the Melech. So that obviously is the Seif Pasuk of the two Malchus. So the relationship of Malchus David, of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yosef is reflected in the Seif Yomim of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And we are understanding the Sheirish, the Mahalach, will help us understand the Seif Pasuk. What are the two? Why Mashiach ben Yosef is killed and Mashiach ben Yehuda remains? And what's the Tafkid of Mashiach ben Yosef and the Tafkid of Mashiach ben David? Let's start with a almost cryptic Hezbah. The Me'ashaleach was the first Ishbitzen, was the beginning of the Sfarim, and very, very bekitzer and very cryptic. He says the following. He says that Yehuda was a pchina of Yosef was a pchina of mitzvahs. Yehuda is a pchina of berachas mitzvahs, and that's why Yehuda shalach lefanav, because berachas mitzvahs have to precede the mitzvahs. That's basically the lashon. He says almost a medrash clear to understand the inyan. So let's try to understand the taka, what the teichon of that pekud is. The Gemara says in Psachim that all berachas mitzvahs have to be over las yasin. They have to be before you do the mitzvah. Now that itself is also, I mean, something that we have to understand. What's the chiddush about? Berachas hanenin is over las yasin. Every bracha that you make, berachas seriyah is over las yasin. You make every bracha, you make upon anticipation. I mean, Berachas Hanenah is like that, Berachas Ariyah is like that. Why would I think Berachas Hamitzvahs are different? But then the Gemara says, Mimai dehai oiver lishna delifnei. The word oiver lasiyasan is a strange lashon. How do you know it means beforehand? So the Gemara says, it says, Vayaver sakushi. He passed by in front of him. I think Rashi, if I remember, the Hashem Oiva Lifnehem, the Lashon of Oiva means that it comes ahead of someone else. It's the whole Shakra Tayyari Gemara is strange. I mean, very rarely do you find that a Lashon of Chachamim is decided on by a Pasik. There are Chlal, the Gemara is a Shailon Lashon of Pasik, and the Gemara says, how do you know what this means? And the Gemara says, like we say that. That's the norm. I mean, here it's a strange. Chacham said a modern lashon over las yasin. Obviously, the word, it wasn't stam. The Gemara really examines its own lashon philologically. In other words, darshening the lashonis of Gemara is not for the Gemara to do. The Gemara speaks in the lashon that's spoken. So obviously, over las yasin is an unusual expression. The word over doesn't usually mean that. And the Gemara's trying to point out, where did we see that the word oiver means what it in this context? And the Gemara shtalzit to the vayavel lefneihem by the kushi, and then vashem oiver lefneihem, and so on. So I once heard the hezbah from Rebbe the beemis. Every mitzvah has in itself a maisa. It starts with a maisa, and the maisa is supposed to bring out a certain deher. For instance, we sit in the sukkah. L'man yedu derasechem ki besukkah sashaftes Yisrael. We put on tzitzis, l'man tizkeru, v'asisos kol mitzvoisai, and so on. All mitzvahs have a certain tachlis and to'elas that come out of the mitzvahs, and the tachlis and to'elas that comes out of the mitzvah is a result of the mitzvah. A person who puts on tefillin is l'man tiyatas Hashem v'ficha. Each mitzvah has a tachlis. We're doing a mitzvah for a certain tachlis. So be'emes, the teichin of the mitzvah in this world is supposed to follow the ma'isa mitzvah. It's supposed to come afterwards. So a person who sits in a Pesach de Kaseda, when he finishes, he's supposed to feel the tam of cheiros, of shibud, of pasach Hashem, and so on. When Chazal were metaken birchas al mitzvahs, there's an aberration. They took the end of it and they moved it to the front. They passed by the mitzvah and put the machshava ahead of the mitzvah. Oivel asyos means to pass by somebody. It doesn't mean to be in front of somebody. It means to pass somebody by. And that's the psukah they bring. Chazal took the mitzvahs and they made them oivel asyos. They passed by the mitzvah and moved it before the mitzvah. They put the horse before the wagon, so to speak. So that's, and it's a chiddush in Birchas HaNe'anim, with a getter of Sheilas Rishus, or a getter of asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly goes before him. Birchas HaRi also, but in mitzvahs, where be'etzim the mitzvah is supposed to give you the teichen of it, it's a chiddush that Chazal passed it back before him. And that's why, and that's the chiddush of, so you have mitzvahs and Birchas HaMitzvahs are, the mitzvah is what shaykh to Olam HaMaisa, and the Birchas HaMitzvah is the Teichen of the Mitzvah, the Machshava Shaboy, which Be'etzem should have come afterwards, and Chazal put it before him. Let's try to understand this Inyan a little bit deeper. The Arizal says in Parshas Ekev that it says it's kol mitzvah tishmoyrun. You have to keep the entire mitzvah. So he says, what's the entire mitzvah? What's the kol mitzvah? So he says the kol mitzvah is every mitzvah, he says, has a guf, which is the asiyah that belongs to the realm of asiyah, and it has a teichen to it, the machshava to it, which is like the neshama to it. A mitzvah without a neshama is dead, it's like a guf without a neshama, and vice versa, it's also nothing. So lemaisa, the din of the every mitzvah be'etzem has the maisa shaboy and the teichen shaboy. Sometimes we refer to it as the teirah shaboy, which becomes the berachas mitzvah, the tamsis of the teirah shaboy. But al kaponim, every mitzvah has in itself both inyanim. It has in itself a chelak that's maisa, and has a teichen to it. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan a person, Moshe, it says that Lassid Lovey, we spoke out a few times the Chazal Sanhedrin that says a Moshe to assume an echiger, and it says, the Gemara says over there, Kaira ni'alai Shamayim v'oretz yamdu yachdav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Shamayim and Oretz to come together and they stand in din together. Shamayim is the guf, is the neshama, Oretz is the guf. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan somebody on a mitzvah, the tzuras ha-mitzvah, the tzuras Adam in the mitzvah and the tzuras ha-mitzvah are supposed to be the same. Tzuras Adam is neshama and a guf, and the tzura of mitzvah is a neshama and a guf. The beginning of the Chazal of it, it's a famous Chazal where a king once had two guardsmen to watch his orchard. One was blind, one was lame, and he figured this way, the blind guy won't see the fruit and he won't be able to, he's not going to want it, the lame person is not, does not have the ability to get to it, and therefore he's safe. So the lame person asked the blind person to piggyback him, and then he told him where to go, and then he took the fruit off and so on. When the king came back, he sort of, no fruit, he asked this guy, did you do it? So he said, no, I was lame. Did you do it? No, I was blind. I didn't see there was any. So he piggybacked one on top of the other, and he was done them like that. So the beginning of the Chazal, and the first thrust of the Chazal is the issue of blaming. In other words, the Guf says, I myself am incapable of doing Averis. If I have no Neshama, I can't do anything. The Neshama says, I'm Tohar and Kodesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the two together. That's Mitzad, the Averis Shaboy. But the Gemara says also, the Kerenim Aleim Yachtov means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done them together Mitzad the Toiv as well. The tzura of mitzvahs, the tzura of the olam of mitzvahs is a neshama with a guf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down to see, does the tzura of the mitzvahs have the tzuras adam that is complete? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with dibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with machshava. It says Bracious Nami Diba is also a Maimer. The world is an actualization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava. We point out Bracious Bara, the Yonison says Bracious the Chuchmasa. The world is a fulfillment of a certain Chachmasa Yisbara. That's a fulfillment of the world. And everything like it is an actualization of it. In the Pasuk that we're going to learn Sunday in the Aftera, Hilim Machshavaisei Machshavaiseichem. But it's like the Kim Kageshem that will go down, Vehirva, Vitzmiach, Vishama Layachzer, until it didn't do what it's supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is also like that. It comes Milamaila, it's Matzmiach, it's Marva, and then the Tzmachim come out. So the process of making the world is a stage that's Machshava, a stage that's Chochma, and a stage of actualization. When Adam HaRishon was Chayta, there was a hefsik in that. The two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him two punishments. Koyitz v'darda tatzmiach, that you're going to plant, and you're going to work hard planting, and all you get out of it is thistles and thorns and nothing. And Chava, he said, v'itzover enteldi. The two inyanim are that there was a complete nituk from the world of machshava, input, and result. The zriya of Adam is in the ground is a getter that's parallel to machshava. It's the input of the person into the world. And the ktsira is cutting it. When there's a split between the two, you work hard at putting in work, and what you get out of it is nothing. It's garbage. So you have a nituk where the machshava is good, the zriya is good, and what grows is nothing. And then in its sovereign teldi, the iroyan, the tsar b'tsar teldi, and the sovereign of the iroyan. Those two things are the other way around. It says that when a woman has a child, she makes a neder that she never wants to have another child again. That's why she brings a carbon, Rashi. The pshat is, the child that's born is ki'ilu cut off from the machshava that went into it. The machshava that went into it was that she wants to be making yiladim, and at the moment of realization of asiya, there's ki'ilu a charata gemura on the rotzen to have the child. So you have in the etzem klola that was chal with achilas etzadas was a complete divorcing of the oilam of input, which would be machshava rotzen, to the oilam of accomplishment of naisa. And by Adam, it's beikah where there's machshava and good machshava and so on, and no result for it. And by Isha, it's this Teitzos with the Nituk from the Ratzin and the Simcha that went into it. And it's Mamish, that's the Zivug of, Adam is the Zireya, and his Kla, that's, and the Isha is the one that's the Matzmiach. In Adam, the Klal is his Zireya Lerik, And what comes out is Kaiser Tada. A woman's klala is, she's the matzmiach and the moilid, and in the moment of tzmicha and oilada, she cuts it from its shayrish and says it was a mekach tos to get into it bechlal. That is the toichin of that klala that was chal. So that means that from the chet onwards, there's a nituk from the oilam of machshava, input, to the oilam of accomplishment and mice and so on and so forth. Those are the two poles that are split apart and don't really have a chibur. In Vayigash, the two malachim are those two malchus. Yosef is the malchus of Olam HaMaisa. In other words, Yosef was the one whose maisim were perfect. He never did the Avera. His maisim were perfect. He was the one that Yosef was the one that was the chacham and novim to know how to do it, how to rule Mitzrayim. That was Yosef's mahalach was shayach to the oilam of maisim. Yehuda's mahalach was shayach to the oilam of machshava. And in Lamashal, first of all, on Yosef there's another remez. It says, "Vehu yashis yodai." He will put his hands on your eyes. It's Itova Yaakov. In Yosef is the one whose yodayim are his koyach. Yehuda was making ula shel tshuva. The whole metzias of tshuva is that a person is oikar a maisa. The maisim of Yehuda were not all perfect because he did aver, he was nichshal. But in tshuva is where charata is oikar a maisa, where a person says this was not what I wanted to do. My das, this was not my appropriate das. That's oikar the world of maisa. So Yehuda is the malchus mitzad the machshava, mitzad the teichem, mitzad the leiv. It says Yehuda is a melech. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that the melech is leiv kol kahal Yisrael. He's the heart of all of kahal Yisrael, and the melech, that's his malchus. So you have two focal points in kahal Yisrael. Split ever since the chait, you have a nituk between the two. Yehuda was the one who gave the idea how to save Yosef. Yosef was the one who implemented who became that idea. You had a split between those two malchus. In Shleimus Inyan, it says that the in Klal Yisrael. It says, "Haroitza li notzel mechevle Mashiach." The Gemara says, "Yasek cholu tamidu abalaza." Haroitza li notzel mechevle Mashiach. My yasek. So he said, "He should be oisik in Torah and Chesed." The word "chevle Mashiach" means the birth pangs of Mashiach. In other words, the tsar leida of Melech Hamashiach is that nituk between the chelek of plan, rotzen, and the maisa. Chevel Mashiach is that the world betikuno, the way it should be, and the world the way it is very different. Just like a child, the hardship of the birth of a child is that the gap for what he needs and what the mother is able to give him is not big enough. He can't fit through where he's supposed to fit through. That's the sheirish of the Chevle Leida. Chevle Mashiach is the same thing. The time for tikkun of the world came. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eisa Zomir, Giyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to do Geula. The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind a certain tzura for the world. The world is not there. And to be able to push through, it's like somebody who's just started to learn and now he has to learn 3 starim a day. It's overwhelming him. The world has to be ready now for Malchus Shakai, and it's not shaykh to it. That's the Tzarech of the Mashiach. It's an upheaval, and like every upheaval, it takes its toll, because the world's just not ready for it. So Haroitz Anotzu Mechavla Mashiach, he says you have to be Isaac in Torah and Chesed. In other words, what causes the Chevle Mashiach is the disparity between the two, the disparity between what should be and what is. So Torah is Shayach to the Olam of Machshava, Maisa is Shayach to the Olam, Gimel's Chesed is Shayach to the Olam of Maisa. When a person is good in both, then when they're even, when the input and the output it both have the same signs, then it's Shayach that then there's no Chevle Mashiach. So Reitz Anotzu Mashiach has basically both because of that. It says there's a beautiful word from Zisha. It says that the Gemara says in Chulin Yisrael Kedoshim Hei, Chayisos Kedoshim Yesh Mi She'ein Loi Yesh Mi She'Roitz Elitin Ve'ein Loi. There's some people want to give, they don't have money to give. Ve'yesh Mi She'yesh Loi Ve'ein Roitz Elitin. And there's some people that have and they don't want to give. So it's a Pella. What does it mean? So Taisvis says it's referring to, certainly we're talking about people that give in the end. But they're giving not for the right reasons, not because they want to give. They give because social pressure, everybody does it, he's misbiased. Taisvis says misbiased from other people, social pressure. So what's the Yisrael Kedoshim? Mele, the first one is a very high madrega. He doesn't have any, he really wants to give and so on. So Rav Zisha says that the chibur of Klal Yisrael is one olam. Klal Yisrael is one world. And b'meila, it's shayach to be mechaber the different chalakim of Klal Yisrael, that they act as one unit. The person who has the rotzen to give is mitzaref to the person that actually gives. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaref machshava lemaisa, the Pashto Pshat Gemara means that it counts as if you did it. The teichin of it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the two together even though they're not actually in the same person, the same place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the world of Machshavas and takes the world of Maisim and has mitzaref them. So in Klal Yisrael's Kedoshim, the people who have the rotzen to give and the people who actually give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the two together. That's the Yisrael Kedoshim. We have a tzura of one unit that has both the machshava and asiyah. Al gaponim, we have here two different malchus. You have the malchus of the world of machshava ratzen, and the malchus of the world of maisa. And because of the chet be'etzem alibe de emes, that should have been one. Adam is a guf and a neshama, and the disparateness between the guf and the neshama is the where a person has the tzar. The nituk between the two is the real kilkel nebriya. The Gemara speaks about what type of misa is the worst misa. The Gemara says askara. Askara is a choking where the neck, where the throat clogs up. I guess it's translated as diphtheria today. And there's the nituk between the guf and the elyonim is the biggest tsar of misa. When misa comes as a nituk of the two, that's the Gemara says there's a misa tzaddikim is like the neshama just slips out, and the most horrible misa is when there's a nituk between elyonim and tachtonim, where the two are cut off, and the neshama finds itself without a guf to manifest itself, and the guf finds itself without a neshama to give it chiyus. So those two inyanim are the tzuras adam is a guf and neshama, and mitzvahs kol mitzvah is the tzura of mitzvah is an entire mitzvah that has a teichin and expression to it. That's the tzura of a mitzvah. The once there was the kilkel of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the two, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a kilk on the Bria where the machshavas don't become maisim, and the maisim are not aware from machshavas. In Klal Yisrael, there were two melachim that were metakin it, but each one was metakin only his chelik. Yosef was metakin oilam ha-maisa, and that's why his maisim were perfect. He wasn't nichshol. and he was shalim mitzad olam ha'maisa, whereas Yehuda was the shleimus mitzad the olam of Torah machshava, or as he calls it, the berachas ha'mitzvos. Yehuda shalach lefanav goyishna lahiris. He sent Yehuda ahead of the pack because he wanted that to be the first nekuda. Normally, in other words, the mahalach is normally where the olam of maisa starts and it affects the person. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says that maisim affect the person, chitzonis is mashpia on a person, but lemaisa, the shleimus is where the maisa is noveah from the teichin. That's what Chazal said. These are two malachim that Yehuda and Yosef came together, and on the one hand was confrontational because there's a tension between the Olam of Maisa and the Olam Machshava. Since then, it's the fact that in Klal Yisrael the two separate malachim is a problem. It says somewhere, I think the Rizal says, I don't remember, it says that, I mean, Yehuda and Yosef are the children of Rachel and Leah. He says that Yaakov was mitztaya that he took two sisters. I think he says something along the Lashon that he was mitztaya that they were two sisters. You know, they should have been one. They shouldn't have been split into two. When you take something that's one and split into two, there's friction. Two sisters, it says, Nasus Tzore Zulu Zulu. It's since they're so close, but it's split. Just like if you have a person, two different workers in a factory, one person plans production and one person maintains the plant, they don't get into each other's way. But if you have two people planning production, they get into each other's way a lot more. When you take something that should have been one and it's split into two, it creates a friction. So Yehuda and Yosef is the friction of Nasat Tzar Zulazu. Each one is a malchus, and each one is a half a malchus. That is, on the other hand, Chazal say that Hine Yomim Boyim, the reconciliation of Yosef and Yehuda is the reconciliation of these two halakim. Hine Yomim Boyim v'nigash choyresh lekoitza. There'll come a time when the person plowing and planting will come close to the person reaping. Choyresh is Yehuda, and koitza is Yosef. In other words, Yehuda is the one who puts the seed in. He implants it, and Yosef is the one that reaps it. The Lasid Lovai, the scarvus of these two malachim and the eventual reconciliation is the sheirish of the future where the two malachim will come together, where the malchus of Yehuda and the malchus of Yosef will become one. And this is Klal Yisrael, and it's obviously that in every person there's the same chiluke malchus. There's the yesha roitze v'yesha. If people try to pinpoint what is their hardest problem in Avoda, one of two problems come up. There's one person who has tremendous good intentions and plans and inspirations and desires, and somehow what he produces is very weak. That's one classic tsar. And the other half is a person who does everything he's supposed to do, but it leaves him cold. He just doesn't feel it. It's meisim that he's doing because he thinks it's the right thing, he knows the right thing, other people do it, and so on. For somebody who has any achizah, everybody has an achizah somewhere, the split between yesh misha roitze ve'ein loy, ve'yesh misha yesh loy ve'ein roitze, is probably one of the two, is probably where each and one of us is standing. He's either has a lot more mind to do than he's doing, and he feels failure that he's not doing what he realistically feels he should do, and vice versa, the person who's doing and does everything just doesn't feel anything out of it. Those are the two big chesronos in us and in Klal Yisrael, and in the same person it could be both together. In learning, the person can have tremendous ritzonus v'yirat kivayga, but what he learns is not much. And in davening faket, in davening he davens three times a day in the living, right? Just uninspired. Or vice versa. A person can be very inspired in davening, and yet to daven, he realizes how important it is, but tachlis, the tefillah doesn't come out the way it should. And in learning, he learns, but it's not fulfilling. He doesn't really see the point of it. The disparity between the olam of machshava and the olam of maisa is what kills us in Avodas Hashem. We understand very well that a person who wants to do good things but's not doing much is a failure, and we understand a person who's doing and the right things but it's lifeless and insipid, it's also a failure. We understand it very well, and that's really the kilkel of the beer that we struggle with. So Chazal tell us there's the mahalchim, it is that kilkel, the etzim kilkel, and each one a person has to understand that problem is be'etzim there, and it's meant to be there. And a person has to work on being mekarev the two malchus, on the chelek where a person, it's some things a person feels the right thing, but he has to focus on learning how to do it, how to bring it out, how to be moilev it befoil. And some things a person has to learn to appreciate it and understand the teichen of it. Neither too easy, because you're talking about something that's inherently a problem in the Bria. But understanding that until La'asid Lavo, these two Chalakim are be'emes split apart. It's not automatic that if you want to and you're inspired to do something, you will do it. It's not a pircha on your ratzen that b'zeh sapecha, you planted and what you got was koitz v'darda. It's not a simon that you didn't do the right thing, that you aren't chayrish well enough. And on the other hand, if you're doing the right thing and it's just not yet, the person, you don't feel the inspiration, it's still not a raya that the maisim are not true maisim, not good maisim. It's just like the issue is moilid always rejects the vlad at the minute of later, and she says, I wish I wasn't moilid it, and yet later becomes a mother to it. The same thing with the person. If the person is doing it, even if lechatchila he doesn't feel yet the teichum also comes. The person, and it's a lifetime avoda that a person take the two poles in his personality, the chelek machshava teichin that has inspirations in one area, and the chelek of maisa which seems to become another area. And there's friction between the two. The person feels very inspired about his davening, but learning is not there, and or vice versa. The person has to understand that that's the mitzias that's there, be'etzim, that it's a struggle between those two mitzias. Those two mitzias are sometimes at loggerheads with each other. What the person would like to learn and want to learn, he just doesn't. It just doesn't come out the way he wants to, and the things he does just don't seem to have an inspiration. But if the person works at being mekar of the two, it's the etzem struggle in a person who is Ovid Hashem. And if the person works at the two, then you have the avtocha that hinei yomim boyim and v'niga shechayr shal koitzer, that the input and the output will come closer to each other. And the end of the pasuk is v'not v'harim asis, and v'meila the mountains themselves will drip with juice. In other words, normally you plow and you plant in one place, and then you have to take it someplace else to get the results out of it. But when the chayrus will come together with the kaitzer, when the input and the output will come together, then the mountain itself, the place where you did that avoda, where you had the input, that's where they'll have the juice of it, the wine of it, will be in the makram that you put the work and the effort into.
No, but there wouldn't be.